This Sunday's reading from 2 Corinthians contains magnificent words from St. Paul about confidence, faith, and hope. Paul says, "We are always confident. We walk by faith, not by sight. For all of us must appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each may receive a recompense for what has been done in the body, whether good or evil." The love of Christ urges us on, because we are convinced that one has died for all, therefore all have died. And he died for all so that those who live might live no longer for themselves, but for him who died and was raised for them. If anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. Those words from Paul. And here is a commentary on those words offered by Peter Jones, a professor of New Testament at Westminster Theological Seminary in California. The occasion for his writing these words was the death of his sister. Professor Jones wrote, "My sister died today. She was 43, cut down by brain cancer in the full flowering of life. She left 2 neat kids, a wonderful job, professional recognition, a lovely home, and a very bright future. Now she stands before Jesus. Everything else has fallen away. At a time like this, there's really nothing we can offer to the Lord, least of all, our self-justification. According to some, there is no judgment throne. But if there is no judgment throne, there is no right and wrong, there is no great justification of life's mysteries, no setting the book straight, and thus no ultimate meaning to human existence. If scriptures are true, my sister Helen stands today before the consuming fire of the righteous judge. I am not, however, afraid for her, for I am confident that she is hidden in the cleft rock. She is fully and freely clothed with Christ's blood-stained robe of perfect righteousness. Because her Redeemer lives, having already passed through death for her sins and having been raised for her justification, she will live eternally. At the resurrection, she and I will enjoy with our eyes the beautiful work of justification so dearly purchased by the Savior." Those words by Professor Jones on the death of his sister. I know of no other force so endearing, so powerful, so moving. If you're looking for the right place to hang your Christian faith, then this is it. This is the great good news summarized by Paul in Romans 8, verse 1. There is, therefore, now no condemnation for those who are in Jesus Christ.